We got Sean Stockman on the phone right now from Boyz II Men. Of course, they're coming to Kansas City. The Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts on Wednesday, October 2nd. It's going to be a great show. We got Sean on the phone with us right now. How you doing?
Yeah. What's good, Playmaker? How you feel?
Man, I am feeling great. I'm glad to be talking to you on the phone. It's always good to see Boyz II Men on the stage doing their thing.
Oh, no. It's a pleasure, man. And it's always good to be in Kansas City, just checking out the whole energy. I mean, everybody go for the barbecue, but outside of that, it's just a nice-looking town. And I will mention that my man Pat Mahomes is on my fantasy league, so shout out to Kansas City for that too.
Hey, I know you're going to win you somebody there. I don't know if you're playing for money in your fantasy league or not, but if you are, you're going to win something with that.
We playing for money. I'm already the two-time champ, so I'm going to make it three.
That's crazy, being from Philly.
It's not about where you're from. You know what I'm saying? It's literally about who's dope. And Mahomes is that cat. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know what I mean? I'd be foolish to not pick him. So you go for who produces the most points, because it's about money at the end of the day, at least with us in our league. So
what else is going on in your life right now? I know you're still doing your residency out there in Las Vegas still, right?
Yes, sir. We're doing the residency for the Mirage Resorts and Casino out in Las Vegas. We've been doing it for 5 years. We just re-signed for three.
Okay.
And so we'll be there till 2021.
All right.
So if you guys have not seen it, please come out. You got plenty of time. You got 3 years to get your schedule together so you can come check us out and all that, man. Outside of that, the guys and I are just enjoying life, man. Like, we're in a zone right now in our careers, personally and professionally, where, you know, we are kind of like in cruise control. We're in that sweet spot where we're able to still do shows, enjoy things, do little things here and there, little special projects. You know, I did a little solo EP a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't about anything else, but to just kind of keep my creative mind sharp and just try to create grow new branches off the Boyz II Men tree. And that's pretty much where we are right now, just trying to see what else we can get into just because.
And that was going to be my next question, Sean. What keeps you motivated in the game right now?
Yeah, just life. Life and just trying to see what other things can be done. I mean, you know, while we're here, you know, on this earth, you know, we're supposed to take as much advantage of every moment we can breathe oxygen as possible. So, you know, as long as I'm still young and running around and, you know, being able to do what I do, I'm going to try and always try to push the envelope, try to do different things, get into certain projects, do certain collaborations, the whole nine yards, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just excited. I mean, and just knowing that you got friends like, say, for example, you know, I did a collaboration with Tank on his upcoming album that's coming out.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's crazy. So, you know, and I did it on his last record, so he called me again, and I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, just stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just trying to keep things spicy and keep life interesting for myself and each other as far as my group is concerned. That's where we at.
Boyz II Men is coming to Kansas City at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts Wednesday, October 2nd. Make sure you get online, kprs.com, to get more info on those tickets. Sean, man, you got to tell me about this charity that you have going on.
Oh, man. Actually, my wife and I created a nonprofit organization for families that, you know, are dealing with the condition of autism. It's called Micah's Voice. It's named after my son, who was diagnosed with autism at 2.
Oh.
And basically, we're just trying to make the load a little lighter. It's always something new and challenging and daunting sometimes when it comes to having a child that, you know, being a parent, you have to take care of probably for the rest of your life in some cases.
Yeah.
So Micah's Voice provides help, actual provisions for the children to actually become better, to develop their skills, their cognitive skills, their ability to basically do well in this world. Because the biggest misconception is that if you have autism, that you can't be a contributor to society, whereas there's so many examples of that not being the case. So we're just trying to put our foot in, you know, and try our best to help out in any way we can with as many families as we can. So we go around the community. We have a nice relationship with Kaiser Permanente in Oakland, California, where they opened up a silent room at the baseball park where the Oakland A's play.
Okay.
Because with kids with autism, a lot of times noise and lights tend to distract them. So we created this special soundproof room where parents can go and watch a baseball game and still bring their child with autism out. They can also get out and experience certain things different where they don't have to feel like they have to be locked into a house or something like that. So these are the little things that we're trying to do and that we continue to do. But again, we can't do it without help. So anybody that wants to pitch in money-wise or just anything else, just log on to micahsvoice.com.
All right, Sean, getting ready for Boys to Men. It's going down Wednesday, October 2nd, Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, man. You got to tell us where to follow you at and all that good stuff.
Yeah, man. Get those tickets. It's going to be a fun night. It's going to be so much fun. Follow us on Instagram at Boys to Men. You can follow me at Sean Stockman Official. And, you know, for those of y'all coming out, man, like, just don't think that we're going to be singing ballads all night. Mm-hmm. Trust me. It's going to be a good time.